Today's shir is Masech the Tmur Daf Lamed, and we will begin in Daf Chav Tesem Bey, the first wide line, Meisvei. We learned in our previous shir, at the end of the shir, Machlokes Abaye and Rava, when is the Isser of Esnan Zayinan applicable? Abaye's opinion was that it was only by a person where there is no Kedushin, only by an individual that can't get legally married halachically. And Rava had a much broader application with him holding that it was anyone that there was this type of a arrangement that he would pay the woman for having relations with him. Ask the Gemara on the opinion of Abaye. Echad Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Echad Zayin Avedis Kechavim, Vechad Zayin Yisraelis, Asnana Asur. So, isn't this clearly a situation where somebody's having relations with the Israelis, where Kedushin is typhus, to Yufta Abaye, and therefore isn't this a question on the opinion of Abaye? Amalach Abaye, responds Abaye, Hamani, this Braisa represents the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the Omar Ein Kedushin Typhusin B'chai V'lavin. That there is no Kedusha by Chai V'lavin. And therefore, even though she's a Yisraelis, but there's no Kedusha here. And that's why it would be a situation of an Esnan. The Kol Kamashmon, and what is the Braisa teaching us? The Kol Zoyna, when is a woman considered a Zoyna? When is it considered a situation of Esnan? Like Tafsba Kedushin, in a situation where there is no Kedushin, Dumya Dalmona, and that Lukhan Godel, and that's why the Braisa uses Amona Lukhan Godel as the example, because according to Bekiva, even by Amona Lukhan Godel, which is only a Chiyiv Lav, like Tafsba Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, the Brach has a much broader Girsa of this Gemara. We just read the Gemara as it is here, but the same point. Ask the Gemara, now the other way around. As we said in our introductory remarks, according to Rava, it doesn't have to be a situation of Tfisas Kedushin, or lack of Tfisas Kedushin. As long as we have a situation of a man with a Zoyna paying her, it becomes an Esnan. So why did the Braisa speak about a Monalka and Godel? Lerava asked the Gemara, Maishna the Tani, Kugana Monal Kain Godel. It shouldn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara, Dumid Amona. Because there is a lesson to be learned. Ma Amona Lelok Yad the Masrava. As we know, we've spoken many times, speak about it a lot in Sechta Krisis, that a Einish is never given unless there's a Srah. Av Soina Ad Amra Halach. In order for it to be a situation of Esnan, as we spoke yesterday, it has to be clearly spoken between the man and the woman that this payment is for this relationship. But if a man were to give the woman a payment without saying it's for that purpose, then it wouldn't be considered an Esnan. So that's why the Braisa specifically spoke about a situation of an Aveira, because we know by every situation of an Aveira, the wording, the declaration of the Hasra is crucial to getting the punishment. Why is the Braisa so anxious to teach us this? Because says the Gemara Lefukim Rav Elazar, because the Braisa is trying to say that we're not following the opinion of Rav Elazar, who has a very strict interpretation of an Esnan, because according to Rav Elazar, Pane Abba Pneu Shloi L'Shem Ishus, if a single man and a single woman have relations, not for the intent of getting married, and if you think about it, there really isn't a serious halachic violation. She's not married. She's not an erva to him. Asa zayna. Aval heicha de zayna mikara. If she is a zayna, and I'll explain this more in a second, hachinam d'asra. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, there are three opinions in our Gemara. There's the opinion of Abaye, that in order for to be considered a situation of an esnan, it has to be a woman where there's no tefisas kedushin. According to Rava, there has to be Tfisas Kedushin, But it has to be a woman. It has to be that he tells her that I'm giving you this esnan because of payment for what's happening. And that is only by a woman that has no history of acting this way. And then we have the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, who says that every woman, when they have this kind of situation, becomes esnan zayna. Taisus disagree with Rashi. Taisus says it doesn't depend on a history that do you have to say it or not. That by a woman who has a history of acting this way, Rav will say you don't have to say, and by a woman that doesn't have a history, you do have to say. Taisus learns it depends if it's a woman who you have tefisus kedushin or don't have tefisus kedushin. If you have tefisus kedushin, in order for it to become esnan zayna, it has to be articulated that this is what is in payment for. If there is no tefisus kedushin, even Rava would agree that nothing has to be said. Lashon Acher, says the Gemara, a different version of this entire discussion. Kiktaniha, that this brice that we began the shir with, which seems to be a question on Abaya, because Abaya said that in order for it to be an esen zoinen, there can't be tefisus kedushin. And the Bryce said, Echaz Zoyna Yisraelis Esnana Osir, says, we're not talking about by Raisha and Kedushin Taishamba. There is no tefisus kedushin. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that? Pshat in the Bryce. Viltani Seifa, let's continue learning that Bryce. Doesn't the Bryce speak about Arusha, a monokain godl, Grusha, the Chalutzal Kain Hedjit, Asnana Osir? And Hahani Kedushin Taisimba. These are women that are only Chiv Lav. And when there's only a Chiv Lav, there's Kedushin Taisim. I always mention that there's a Machloikis Rishonim. When the Brisa speaks about a Monokain Godel, it's clearly a Pasuk in the Torah. When the Brisa speaks about a Grushal Kain Hedjit, it's clearly a Pasuk in the Torah. Chalutza is a Machloikis Rishonim if it's an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabonim. According to the opinion that it's an Issa Deraisa, the Brisa is very understandable. According to the opinion that it's a Rabbanon, because it's so similar to Grush, it's always mentioned together. But the question comes back. If according to Abaya, the only situation of Esnan is when there's no Tfisus Kedushin, there is Tfisus Kedushin here, because these are Chiv Elavin, answers the Gemara Hamani, instead of saying that the Brice represents the opinion of Akiva, now the Gemara says it represents the opinion of Elozer. Domer, that we just learned there, his opinion, Pane Abba Pnuya, a single man and a single woman, shloi l'shem ishus asa zayna. It makes them into a zayna. Ask the Gemara, if we're explaining that this Bryce represents the opinion of Elazar, so why do we have to speak a monokain gadol? The Bryce should have told us a bigger chiddush. The Bryce should have told us a chiddush that there's no aveira in this relationship other than that having relations out of wedlock, and it's enough to make it to a zayna. The Brisa should have told us a bigger chiddush. If we're following Rabbi Lezer's opinion, the pani abba pnuya is a zayna. E Rabbi Lezer, my ear yamana. Why do we have to pick about a case where there's a real aveira involved? Nisni pnuya. We should just say pani abba pnuya. Answers the Gemara, there is a chiddush. Amana itzrach. Sakadat chamina. Hoi lo binyan avhu. Lo nitzru kamashmon. The way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is as follows. We would think that when the Torah says Pani Abba Pnuya, the Torah speaks about a Zayna, according to Balaz, it's only by Pani Abba Pnuya, when the woman is single. But if the woman is an Amana Kain Gadol, or any other of the Isuri Erva, there is no Isser Esnan, there is no Isser Zayna, teaches us the Brisa that even then there is Isser Zayna. So Taisus asks the obvious question. If, as we just explained, when a man has relations with a Pnuya, there's no real Aveira, yet it's called a Zayna, so certainly if she's an Almana, a Kohen Gadol, or any of the other examples, it should certainly be a bigger Aveira. Why would we think the opposite? So Rishonim respond that it's not to say that it's less of an Aveira. It's to say that there's a new category, that the Torah was Mechadish, where the Torah expands it to say there's a Din of Esnan. What is that new category? Zayna. And maybe Rabbi Lazar is saying that the only time it's in the category of Zayna is when that's the only Aveira. As soon as the other issues involved, it's not in this category. So it's not to say it's less of an Aveira or more of an Aveira. It's a different category. that doesn't have the din zayna. That's why the Brayis has to teach us that even though it's an aveira, and that doesn't prevent it from being in the category of zayna. So we learned in the Mishnah, a machloikas Rebbe and the Chachomim. What was the case? The Mishnah said that one person said to the other person, take this animal as payment that your maid, your Shifcha Kananis, should have relations with my Eved. Rebbe said that that wasn't a situation of Esnan, the Chum held it was. Ask the Gemara for a Shifcha Levin Mishra Sharia. What's wrong with an Eved and a Shifcha having relations that should become an Esnan? Amr Rafuna says, what is the case of the Mishnah? Esle Kamar. It doesn't mean that the Shifcha should have relations with the Eved. Should have relations with the owner, with the Jew. V'hodik Tani Eved. But that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said the word Eved. Mishnah Ma'aya Kamar. Rashi says, the Eved really means the Aver. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case of the Mishnah, where somebody's saying that I want to have relations with your Shifcha and I'll pay for it. So that's a real Zayna situation, a real Esten situation. So why would Rebbe hold different? And because of this, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak has a different explanation. It is talking about an Eved and a Shifcha. V'chi Tani, what does it mean? Where one person saying to the other person, I'll pay you this animal in order that your Shifcha Kananis shall have relations with my Eved Ivri. Ask the Gemara, so what's the Aveira? Ihachi, my time the Rabbanan. Why would Rabbanan call this an Esnan? Shifcha Levet Ivri, we all remember Parshas Mishpatim, where the Torah says that Evet Ivri may marry a Shifcha. Shifcha Levet Ivri, Mishashari. So what's the issue? Answers the Gemara, Hachem Maiskinen. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation, Kigayin the Lesla Isha Banan. That the Evet Ivri doesn't have a family. And we all remember the Gemara Masech the Gedushin, Rashi and Parshas Mishpatim, that tells us that even though the owner of the Eved Ivri may give him a Shifcha Kananis as a wife. That's only if he has a family at home. But if he has no family at home, ain't Rabbi Meisle Shifcha Kananis. He can't marry Shifcha Kananis. Yesh Le Ishu Bonim, Rabbi Meisle Shifcha Kananis. And here we're speaking about a situation where this Eved Ivri doesn't have a family. So since he doesn't have a family, he's not allowed to marry a Shifcha. And if he does have relations with a Shifcha, it's illegal. And that's why the payment would be an Esna. So what, and that's the opinion of Chamin. What does Rebbe hold? So there are two ways of explaining Rebbe's opinion in the Rishonim. One way the Rishonim says is that Rebbe disagrees. And Rebbe says that didn't the Torah, that if every can marry Shifcha Kananis, makes no difference if he has a family home or doesn't have a family at home. It's always permitted. One pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that Rebbe agrees with the Slimud, that if every can't marry a Shifcha Kananis. But since it's not a hard and fast rule, sometimes he can when he does have a family, sometimes he can't when he doesn't have a family, that's already enough not to call it an Aveira that it should be considered an Esnan. So the Gemara here is teaching us a rule that we know that a person, and only an Eved Ivri who has a family at home could get a Shifcha Kananis, someone else may not. So the Meiri explains why. So Meiri says, because we're concerned that if he has no family at home, then he's not going to want to leave his Shifcha Kananis wife. He has nobody to go to. And because of that, the Torah says we could only let him marry a Shifcha Kananis if he has a family to go back to. There's a question that the Mefarshim discuss. What happens if he has a wife, but he doesn't have children? What happens if he has children and doesn't have a wife? What will be the rule then? So the Meiri holds that then he can marry Shifcha Kananis. Very much in line with his reasoning. Because all we need is that he should have something to go home to. So as long as he has a wife or he has children, that's enough to go home to. The Ruch Chaim HaKadosh says no. The Ruch Chaim HaKadosh says that unless he has a wife and children, he can't marry Shifcha Kananis. Why? He says, we look at the pasuk. The pasuk is in Begapa Yovoi, Begapa Yetzei. So the Torah is saying that he has to be, if he's Begapoi, if he has a situation that he's not full with wife and children, then he can't marry Shifcha Kananis. Another question that the Mefarshim discuss is, what is the halacha when he became an Eved, he didn't have a wife and or children. But while he's an Avid, he gets married to a Jewish woman, and he has children with her, and could, at that point, the owner give him a Shechet Kenanis? On one hand, especially we follow the Meiri's explanation, that he needs something to take him back to, so now he has something to go back to. If we follow the Rechaim HaKadosh, if at the moment that he was bought, he was Begapoy, he was alone, the fact that now he's no longer Begapoy is immaterial, Begapoy Yetzer. The Mechitz Chinuch asks a Gevaldige Kasha. Many Achron discuss this question. We're used to understanding that the halach is very simple, very straight. If the Avivri has a family, he can marry Shivchah Kananis. If he doesn't, he can't. The Ritva says that isn't exactly the case. The Ritva says if he has a family, the owner could force him to marry Shivchah Kananis. If he doesn't have a family, the owner can't force him, but if he wants to, he may. The Avivri. So ask the Mechitz Chinuch, according to Ritva, Gemara falls. The Chum said that when the Avivri is marrying the Shevchah Kananis, if he has no family at home, he's doing an Aveira. Why is he doing an Aveira? He's doing it on his own. If he's doing it on his own, it's no Aveira, according to Ritva. So Mechitz Chinuch says a very interesting teretz. He says, what do we just say according to Ritva? If he has no family, his owner can't force him, but he could choose to marry Shevchah Kananis. His choosing to live with a Shevchah Kananis is a Maisa's Nus. How's a Jewish person living with a Shevchah Kananis? And that's what Rabbanim legitimately call it an Esnan. That's one teretz I saw. Another teretz that I saw is very interesting. Even the Ritva, who takes this lenient approach and says that an Eved Ivri who has no family at home can marry a Shevchah Kananis, it's only his own owner, Shevchah Kananis. Someone else's Shevchah Kananis, he can never marry. What's the case of our Mishnah? That his owner approaches the Shivcha's owner and says, my Eved should live with your Shivcha. It's not his Shivcha, it's somebody else's Shivcha. There, even the Ritva will agree that an Eved Ivri who's unmarried cannot live with such a woman, and therefore the Chacham correctly say that it's considered Esnan. The Torah, as the Pasuk very clearly indicates, there's two Averis, two situations that travel together. Esnan, Zoyna, and Mechir Kelev. Begins our mission of Eze Mechir Kelev. What exactly is a Mechir Kelev? Hermel Chaveroi, Holech Tlezer Takas Kle. They make an exchange. A dog for a sheep. The halacha is that sheep cannot be used as an animal, as a carbon. Interesting shaila that the Retvaz raises, connected to the Gemara we learned in the previous year. In the previous year we learned the Gemara, an explanation of the Mishnah. So let's say someone made up with a Zayin that he'll give her one animal. And he ends up giving her 100 animals. All 100 animals become an Esnan Zayin. So discusses the Ratvaz. Let's say the original deal was one sheep for one animal. One sheep for one dog. And he ends up giving more than one sheep for that dog. Is that going to have the same halacha? Was that halacha mentioned strictly by Esnan Zayin, not by Mechir Kelev? Another machloikus rishonim. The Torah speaks about a Mechir Kelev. Does the Torah mean only a Kelev? Does the Torah mean any non-kosher animal? Continues the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to discuss this case soon. V'chein shei shutfin, shechalku. Two partners divided. Echad natal asarav, echad tishav v'kelev. Shekeneged ha-kelev asar v'shem ha-kelev motar. Which means as follows. You had two partners. Together they own 19 sheep, 19 lambs, and one dog. And they divided up the assets. One took 9 sheep and a dog, and one took 10 sheep. So the 10 sheep are in exchange for the dog, and therefore the one with the 10 sheep can't use those animals for the carbon, the other one can. Esnan HaKelev. What about a situation Esnan HaKelev? Machlok is showing him how to understand Esnan HaKelev. Does Esnan HaKelev mean that somebody paid someone to have relations with a dog, or he himself had relations with a dog, and the payment for that, or mechir zayna, something was done in exchange for a zayna, that means he bought a zayna with a animal. All of these cases are reil mitarim. That isn't what the Torah said also. And as the Rishonim explain, as I said earlier, since the Torah puts together Esnan and Mechir, we would think that they are interchangeable, teaches us the Torah, Shnayim. The Torah says, Shnehem, Shnayim, V'loy Arba. The Torah means only two cases, Esnan, Zoynim, Mechir, Kelev, nothing else. Furthermore, V'lodaseyem, the V'lodas of Esnan, Zoynim, Mechir, Kelev, Amotar, because the Torah says, Hain. Hain, V'loy V'lodaseyem, it doesn't go on further to the children. The children are not included in the Isser. As the Mepharshim explained, the Torah says the word Shnehem, so we divide that word into two. From Shnei, we learn only two, Esten Zayim Mechir Kelev, nothing more, and Hain, we learn Hain V'loy V'lodaseyem. Tana Abonim begins the Gemara Mechir Kelev, Zechuli Fekelev. When the Torah speaks about Mechir Kelev, it's what's given in exchange for a dog, as we just explained. The Kain Weimer, and so does the Pasuk say in Tehillim, Timcha Amcha B'loy Hain, V'loy Rebisim Mechireyem. Means a deal. Ema asked the Gemara, maybe it means Esnan Kelev. So the Mepharshim explained the Gemara's question is that maybe what the Torah meant is not just that a Mechir Kelev is Osir, but even Esnan Kelev is also. And so the Gemara, Ihach im Kain, like Karav Utlosa. Im Kain, if that's what it means, says the Gemara, we're going to have too many Averis, because we're going to have Esnan Zoynim, Esnan Kelev, and Mechir Kelev. And the Torah said, as we just learned in the Mishnah, that there are only two, not three. Answers the Gemara, Mikam Rinan Anan. Says the Gemara, our intention was never to add more than two, because the Mishnah already taught us that there can't be more than two situations. What I meant was, Mikam Rinan Anan, Esnan Mechir, they're both Esnan Kelev and a Mechir Kelev or Asna. That's not what we meant. Esnan V'loy Mechir Kamrinan. What I meant to say was an Esnan and not a Mechir. Says the Gemara, that means only Esnan Zoyna and Esnan Kalev are Osir, not a Mechir Kalev. Ask the Gemara, you can't say that. Because Im Kein Nemekroloi Savi Esnan Zoyna V'Kalev. The fact, says the Gemara, Midik Siv, that the wording of the Torah is Esnan Zoyna U'Mechir Kalev. So we see that the Zoyna is the Esnan, and the Kalev has nothing to do with Esnan, it's a Mechir Shmamina. So we learned in the Mishnah, if we had this arrangement, the two partners, one 19 sheep and one dog, one gets 10 sheep and one gets 9 sheep and a dog. So we learned that the one that gets the 10 sheep is considered in exchange for the dog. But ask the Gemara, why? Why don't we say that the one dog should be in exchange for one sheep? So the Gemara, as all the Rishonim explain, is basing its question on the concept of Breira. So one partner got 10 sheep, and one partner got 9 sheep and a dog. So why don't we pick out one sheep and say this sheep is in exchange for the dog, and the other 9 sheep will be fine? Answers the Gemara, Hachem ma'iskinim, kikoyin tofi, the mechelev mechad minayim. V'hai tofinu the kelev shadu b'kula, which means as follows. If it was an exact change, that the value of the sheep and the value of the dog was identical, this would be a legitimate thing to do. We take one sheep and we say, this is the sheep in place of the dog, and the other 9 sheep are fine. What happened over here is that the dog is more expensive than the sheep. So you have one sheep, but there's a remainder. And that remainder is divided over the 9 sheep. Once it's divided over the 9 sheep, so all of them are in exchange for a dog and are us. So the Rishash asked the obvious question. Why do we say that all 9 are exchanging the dog? One sheep is not enough, because that one sheep is worth less than a dog. So take 2 sheep. You don't have to take all other 9. So the Rishash answers, the Achronim give 2 turutzim. They say in order for Breira to work, it has to be an exact match, 1-to-1. If it's not an exact match, then Breira collapses. One turutz I saw in the Achronim. Another test that I saw in the Achronim is that once what he said was that this is a package deal. It's not a 1-to-1. It's all 10 sheep versus 9 sheep and a dog. So since he packaged it all together, you can't say Breira. And why did he have to package it together? Because the dog and the sheep did not have equal value. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out, an obvious point, if we look at these sheep, if they have a little compared to the dog, so isn't that amount bottling the whole sheep? The answer is, it's like a balmum. Just like a balmum, you don't say if it's only a balmum or one organ, doesn't affect the rest of the body. The whole body becomes a balmum. The same thing, once part of the sheep is also, because it's a mechir kelev, the whole sheep becomes also. So Tosfos says, fascinating Tosfos here. Tosfos says, if we're applying the concept of Breira, so why don't we apply the concept of Breira in other situations as well? What does he mean? He says, let's say I have a pot of 9 pieces of kosher meat, and a piece of non-kosher meat falls in, so why don't I say Breira, that the non-kosher meat is the one, Huvra Adavra was the, I should rely on Breira to say that that's the problematic meat, and the rest should be fine. So Tosfos has a very big yisoid. Tosfos says the only time you say Breira is only by something that wasn't Osir from before, that it only became Osir in the Taruvus. But if it was Osir from before, then you can't say Breira. So when you start with a piece of non-kosher meat, it's Osir. So you can't say Breira. But on the other hand, when we have a whole mixture, well, we can't say Breira. But here, it only became Osir when you made the exchange. That's why the Gemara wanted to say Breira. So there's a fascinating Magen Avraham who quotes a Marshal who says that there was a minig, interesting minig, that before Pesach, when they were baking matzahs, they would take out some flour and throw it out. Why? Because there's always a concern that maybe some of your flour is not kosher for Pesach, that the wheat had different issues with it. So what do? You pull out some flour, and we say, Huvra Adover, that if we say Breira, to say that that flour was the problematic flour. But we just said you can't say Breira by a Taruvus. But what did Tosfos say? You can't say Breira by a Taruvus if the item was also from before. Flour before Pesach is not Chametz. There is no Chametz before Pesach. So there you can't say Breira. So to take that option is what the Marshal suggests. Take, says the Gemara, Esnan Kelev Mechir Zoyna Mutta. Amoim Rabba Per Sakila Ravashi. Menor Milstam Rabbonim. Chazal taught us, Ein Znus Lebehema. That an Esnan Kelev, if somebody pays to have relations with a dog, it's not considered a situation of Esnan. Amalei. So the answer is, if it were considered a Mice Znus, so he says, Lainishma Krah, Licht of Esnan Zayin of a Kelev. The fact that the Torah only speaks about a Mechir Kelev and not about an Esnan Kelev is an indication that it's not also. Tanya Nami Hachi, and so too do we indeed learn a Braisa. Menayin Lesnan Kelev Mechir Zayin Shemitarim, as we learned in the Mishnah. Shnema Beis V'loi Dalet. The Torah only speaks about Esnan Zayin of Mechir Kelev, not about Esnan Kelev. Furthermore, we learned in the Mishnah, V'lo the same term. The vlodus of a esnan or a mechir mutter shneimer because the Torah uses the words gam shneim heim for vloy vlodusayim. It's only they and not their vlodus. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava vlad hanirvas. We have a situation where animal was sodomized and it's pregnant when it was sodomized. Not only is the animal usher but the vlad as well. Why? He vloded nirvu. They were both sodomized. Megeches. Asura. If an animal was pregnant and it killed another animal, so they're both asura. The animal and the fetus. Because he uvlad nachu. Continues the bright Rava. Vlad muktzav nevad. We spoke yesterday extensively. An animal that was designated for avodah zarah. An animal that was designated, was actually worshipped. And it's pregnant. Their children are mutter. My tama. They only designated the mother. They only worship the mother, not the fetus. Bekadamri, the other learn, the Vlad Muks of a Nevad are also also. Maitama, the Nichle Benefche. He wants a bigger animal for his Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the fetus is considered part of the Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara. Amar Avachduvi Bar Ami, Amar Rav, Hamakadish Beferishar Niskel. The waste of an animal has value. because it can be used for fertilizer. And we know that a shor hanisko is, we know that a shor hanisko is also bahana. So the question is, the waste that the shor hanisko produces, is it also also bahana, and therefore that has no value, and therefore cannot be used to affect the kedushin, or does it have value? So says Rav Achtuvi, Hamakadish beferish shor hanisko, if you use the waste of a shor hanisko mekudeshes, beferish agli avodah zarah, as we learned, and avodah zarah animals also also bahana, they're enem mekudeshes. That would not be a valid kedushin. It has no value. Ask them, Amai Tama, why is there a difference between avodah zarah and shor hanisko? Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seim Kro, it can be based on a pasuk, Ibai Seim Sforo, or can be based on logic. And the Gemara explains itself. Ibai Seim Sforo, Nichle Elgav Azor Benifche, as we just said, everybody, people who worship Avodah Zarah want a bigger Avodah Zarah. And therefore the waste, which makes the animal bigger, is considered Avodah Zarah. Gabishah Anisko, the animal is going to be killed anyway, so he doesn't need a bigger animal. But Nichle Benifche, and that's why the parish is not considered Asa Bahano. Ibai Seim, it's based on a pasuk. Gav Avodah Kram Ksiv, Vayisa Cherem Kamayu. Kol Shata Mayim Emenu Arei Kamayu. Anything that's part of the mother is considered like the mother. So if the mother is Avodah Zarah, so too is the child. Gav Shah Niska Ksiv, Vayachlas Besoroi. Besoroi Asar. Only the animal itself is also Pirsha, the waste, is Mutter. So Mefarsh make a very interesting point. The Gemara has given us two reasons why there's a difference in halacha between the parish of a shor hanisko and the parish of a avodah zarah. So say to Mefarshim, if we follow a pasuk, there's no room for debate. The Torah tells us the halacha. Whatever is the halacha is the halacha. If it's based on svara, so what was the svara? People want a big avodah zarah, people don't want a big shor hanisko. And let's say you'll find an individual that wants a big shor hanisko and doesn't want a big avodah zarah, then the halacha will be just the opposite, if it's based on human logic. There's a gevaldige shaila that's discussed by the achronim, based on this gemara. The gemara says here, that if somebody sodomizes a pregnant animal, so not only is the mother usur, but even the child. Because the child was sodomized just like her mother. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a lot of achronim discussed this question, how could anyone have relations with his wife while she's pregnant? He's not only having relations with his wife, he's having relations with his daughter, if it's a girl. He's having relations with his son, Mishka Zachar, if it's a boy. If the Gemara just said that the Vlad is part of the act. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says a very lumdish teretz. He says that a child at that age is not able to have bia. Famous Gemara Masechta Ksubos that a child under 3 can have bia. Tiferes Yisrael says a different vart. He says, when was this concept of the Gemara said? The concept of the Gemara was said only with a bia surah. Somebody had relations with an animal, so it's an illegal bia. So the Torah Kedoshah teaches us, says the Tiferes Yisrael, this is what the Mefarshim explained to Tiferes Yisrael, that not only does the mother become asur, but because there's a concept of ubi yerech imoi, child also becomes asur. But that's only when there was a bia that was an avera. When somebody has relations with his wife, there's no bia asur, it's a mitzvah. So there we don't have a concept that just like the wife becomes asur, the child becomes asur, because the wife doesn't become asur. They did the right thing, not the wrong thing. It says the Mishnah, Nasalim Mars, if they gave him money, Harel Matarim. But if that means you could use that money to buy items to be put on the mizbeach. But if he gave a yain shmar mismatos to call davish kiyets ben karva gabizbeach, asul. Because that becomes an asur. The first one explained what does the mishnah mean with call davish kiyets ba means the wood. But if he gave a wood as payment, that wood cannot be used on the mizbeach. Furthermore, says the mishnah, nasla oit mukdashim. If he gave her a payment, something which is already hegdish, harei l'matarim, they don't become an esnan. Ophis, if he gave her birds, harei l'asurim, they do become asur. For the Mishnah says, shehoibid, then we could have made the following argument. Ma'am ha'magdashim, if something which is hegdish, that has the rule shamum parcel behem, that if they become bali mum the parcel, and it's the mecher chalaleim. Yet we're saying, we just learned in the Mishnah that something which is already hegdish cannot become an esnan. So there, asking my oif she'ena mum parcel by, that there is no disqualification of mum. Ain't Thomas v'zachros ba'oifis ain't a din shlei esna mecher chalaleim. Tamaloyim, for that the Torah tells us l'chol neder l'havias oif, that the din of esnan applies to birds as well. Says the Mishnah further, kol asur megabim mizbeach, anything that may not be brought on the mizbeach, v'lodaseim mutarim. It only applies to them, not to their v'lodaseim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar however teach us, v'lat treifa, the v'lat of a treifa, just like the mother's a treifa can't be put on the mizbeach, it's v'lat also lo yikra v'gabim mizbeach. We'll speak about this more tomorrow. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas Omer, k'sheira. Why is it k'sheira? She, furthermore, says the Mishnah, she yonka min a treifa. If an animal nursed from a treifa, psulim al gabim mizbeach, it may not be put on the mizbeach. Kol ha-kotchim shenas a treifa. If something which is kodesh became treif, ain't poidim soy. Says our Mishnah, we can't be poidim. Why? Because what's the only thing you could do with a treifa? You could feed it to a dog. It says our Mishnah, she'ain't poidim sa kotchim, we're now at a redeemed kotchim, lachil m'klovim, with the purpose that the only thing you could do with it is feed it to a dog. Says the Gemara in Torah Rabbanan, nos lachitin, vasin soilus. If somebody gave the esnan wheat, and she turned it into flour, zaysim vasin shemen, olives, and she turned them into oil, anovim vasin yain, grapes into wine, tanichad asurim. One b'raisa says they remain asur, v'tanya idach mutarim, and the other b'raisa says it's mutar. Amar Rav Yosef, tani gurin the minas barak. Who are the opinions? Who is this a machlokes of? B'shama oisrim, b'shil matirim. B'shil savri, b'shil of the opinion, heim v'v'loi d'seyem, their offspring are not considered esnan, heim v'loi shniyoyim. And if they're transformed, they're not an esnan. B'shama oisrim, heim v'v'loi v'loi d'seyem, they agree that the v'lodis are not considered an esnan, but gam, l'rabi shniyoyim. Gam comes to say if they were changed, they're still considered an esnan. And as the Rishonim explained, why does B'Shamai include Shinuyehem and exclude V'lodaseihem? Maybe we should say the opposite. So Rishonim explained, Shinuyehem are much more connected to the original item than V'lodaseihem. So we have to include something and exclude something, it makes more sense to include Shinuyehem and exclude V'lodaseihem. Ask the Gemara, but B'Shamai had a good pasuk to teach us this. Of gam. What is Beis Hillel going to use that word gam? The Beis Hillel holds that even Shnuyayim are not an esnan. Says the Gemara, gam le Beis Hillel kasha. Indeed, it's kasha. But as we said many times in our shiurim, when the Gemara uses the words kasha versus tiyufta, that means there's a teretz to the kasha. So what's the teretz to the kasha? There's sort of a farshim give a teretz. Even Beis Hillel, who hold that Shnuyayim, that if the esnan was transformed, it's not an esnan. Beis Hillel only holds so if you did something to change it. You started with the wheat and you made it into flour. You started with the grapes and you made it into wine. But let's say the transformation happens by itself. We know, we learned many times, animals at different ages become different, fall into different names. But you didn't do anything. You just got older. That, Beis Hillel will agree, is not a shinui. So the Gam Beis Hillel says that a shinui that happens by itself is indeed an esnan. That's what the word Gam teaches us. Tanabonim. Beis Hashem El Kecha. The Torah teaches us the din of esnan. The Torah says the word Beis Hashem El Kecha. The teaches Prat L'Para Shein Abol Abayis. A Para Aduma, which wasn't brought actually to the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't become an esnan. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. The Chamayimim, L'Rabbetz Eserikiyim. That anything that was used for plating is Aser. Man Chachamim says, no matter whose opinion is this, Amar of Chizda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi. The Tanyan, Nosan Lezov, if gold was given as an Esnan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi, Ein Oysen Rukuyim, they may not be used for plating, Afila Chur Besa Kapayrus. There were 11 Amis behind the Kotche Kotchim in the Azara, till the wall of the Azara. Those 11 Amis have the lowest level of Kedusha, but still it's in the Beis HaMikdash compound, and therefore you can't use an Esnan in any place in the Beis HaMikdash compound. But the Mefarshim say it seems from this Gemara that it's only in the Beis HaMikdash compound that you can't use an Esnan, but outside, on the even on the Harabayis, it may be Mutter, although it says in Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't use these types of items, shouldn't accept them as a donation for Beis HaKnesses or whatever. We learned in the Mishnah, Nasa Mekdashim Harel Matarim, that if what the person gave to a Zayin was something which is already Hegdish, it's Mutter. Ask the Gemara, V'yim Mekdashim, ask the Mechir Chalalei Mekavachaymer, why can't we make the following Kavachaymer? Uma Oifish Ena Mum Posibahem. Mum is not a factor by an oif, as we said in the Mishnah. Yet, Esnan Umechir Chalaleim, as we also learned in the Mishnah, Mugdashim, which is in a sense stricter, Shem Mum Posibahem, that Mum is a defect. And Adin, Shesnan Umechir Chalaleim, and it says the Gemara, Tamaloimer, the Pasuk says, L'chol Neder, L'hoitzias Hanodor. Something which is already Kaidish can't become an Esnan. Ask the Gemara, Tama. So we're saying that why is something which is Hegdish not subject to being an Esnan? The Matina Kura, because we have the Pasuk called Neder. Ask the Gemara, Halaminata Kura, will we not have the Pasuk? Have Amina, Kiyavla, Mukdashim Chaleim, Esnan Mechir? Will we not have the Pasuk till we have a Havamina that becomes an Esnan? V'alava Minahu. If this is Hegdish, it's not mine. It belongs to Hegdish. So of course, when it's given to a Zayner, I can make it into an Esnan. It's not mine to make it into anything. Answers the Gemara, there is a case where we can find Hegdish that belongs to you. Interesting case. Amrav Oishia, v'mana pischoi. The halacha is that somebody has a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach has to be all eaten up. So you could sell shares in the Korban Pesach. So let's say somebody has a Korban Pesach with extra meat available. He sells the shears. And it's going according to Rebbe, the Tanya. The Pasuk says, V'mima tabayis v'mois haseh. You don't have enough family members for your Korban Pesach. Hechya miseh. You could sell shears. So the Tanya Kama says, what could you do with those proceeds? Mechtei achila v'lo mechtei mekach. You can only use those proceeds if you don't have food to eat, Nebuch. But if you just want to do it to make money, not mutter. Rabbi Yomer, Mechtei Mekach. You could even use it for business. Shemayim Loi, if you don't have enough people in your own family, Meman Acherim Imayal Pesach Abakli Goysav, you could pay, sell shares, Uma'ayisav Chulin, and that money is your money. You can buy whatever you want with it. Shamanas Ken Kedish Yisrof Pesachayim, that's how the Pesach becomes Kedish. So now, you have a Hegdish that you do have ownership in. So you would think that that Korban Pesach you can make into an Esnan, which means very simple. It's not so simple, it's not so easy to understand. But somebody tells a Zayna, you know how I'll pay you? I'll give you a share in the Korban Pesach. The Chiddush is that that doesn't become an Esnan. Kol Asur on Gavim Mizbeach. So we learned in the Mishnah that anything that is also Gavim Mizbeach, Amarav Kol Devilim Seim Mutar. Says the Gemara, Amarav Kol Asur on Gavim Mizbeach. Anything that may not be brought in the Mizbeach, for the same term. Tanei Law, the Brisa says, Rav Elazar Oyser, Rav Elazar disagrees. Amar, Rav Huna Bechinina, Amar Rav Nachman. So the Gemara qualifies the Machloikis. Machloikis, Shibru, Ul Besaif Nirbu. If the animal was pregnant, and then he had a pregnant mother, and it was Hegdish, and then it was sodomized. The Rav Elazar Sover, Ubi Yerich Imoy, and therefore it's as if the Uber has also been affected. Rabbanim Savri, Uber Lav Yerach Imai, and therefore it has nothing to do with the Uber. Aval Nibu, if the animal was first sodomized, Ub Saif Ivru, so when it wasn't sodomized, when the Uber was in her fetus, in her womb, so then the Reakul Matarim, because it wasn't sodomized, so why should it be also? Ravama, Rava says no. A child is a product of its mother and its father. So here you have a mother that's Osir, because it was a sodomized animal. The father is fine. So Rav Elazar holds, once it has a problematic mother, it's Osir. Rabbanan says, Zev Zeh Goyim Mutter. It has a non-problematic father. So why should I look at the mother? I can look at the father. Say to Mefarshim, And what would be if the mother was Nirbu, and this father is also an animal that was sodomized? Then even this man Damu will agree that that child is Asr. There's no Zevzeh Gairim. They're both Asr. Avil, Ivru, B'saif Nirbu. First she was pregnant, and then she was sodomized. Diri Hakal Asurim, because Uba Yerich Imay. V'Ravu Tamei, and Ravu is consistent with what we learned earlier on the Amit, Tapir Amit. Vlad HaNabas Asura, why? He V'Ladis Nirbu. Vlad HaGayach Asa, He V'Ladis Nichu. If she's part of the mother, when the act occurred, certainly she's a participant. A different version. The machlokes says if this happened when they already hugged this. Rebbeleza holds an animal that was pregnant and was sodomized, bizi milsa, that fetus should be used as a carbon. Rebbeleza suffer, like the child didn't actively participate, it was a fetus in a womb. Avon nibu kishen chulin. When the animal was sodomized, it was still chulin. Harav ishtanu. So now it changed because it's kodesh. Divrei Hakam Matar. Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Machlokes kishenir b'kishen cholin. If they were sodomized when the chulin, the beloved of a milzim milsa to take an animal that was sodomized and use it or its vlad can't be. The beloved of a harav ishtanu matar. Avol nir b'kishen gdoshim. A hegdish animal that's pregnant, that's sodomized, and then to use that animal, the while it was hegdish, it was sodomized, to use even the Uber, everybody will agree it's a busy milsa, and therefore the Rehakol Asur.